Dear brethren, today Gospel is speaking about asking in the name of the Lord, and he will grant it to us, so our joy may be full. To be joyful, happiness is the material which is made of Christian life. Will be full and plenty in heaven, but is initiated here on earth. And no one can take this happiness, this joyful heart from our heart. And our joy will be complete. It's the promise of the Lord. It's not the mundane significance of joy. Just be happy and have no problems, that everything goes fine. Joy in today's gospel, a Christian joy, is a fruit of the Holy Spirit, the joy from the heart. We humans live surrounded by hardships, our heartaches in this life. This is the valley of tears. So how we can be happy? How can the Lord command us to be joyful? It is a pity sometimes to see how many Christians live and die without knowing the genuine Christian joy. And sometimes ourselves, we content and we are okay with living a normal, regular life. And the perfect joy that is speaking of today's gospel, the perfect joy of the saints that was flooding all the people around them, is not our goal anymore. And that could be a terrible sadness. Jesus Christ came to bring us the joy. Remember in Bethlehem, the angels telling everyone, I announce you a great joy. A savior has born for you. Even a pagan philosopher, Nietzsche, said once that he don't believe much in Christians because they don't see us too joyful. In order to convince him about us to be saved and believe what we believe, he said that he don't see in us that joyful attitude for life and for living. Chesterton, a Catholic author, said that the joy is the great secret of Christianity. It's a lethal weapon, we can say. Léon Blois, a French writer, said that the only sadness in this life and the other is about not being saints. Don't look for perfection. So the world don't believe these things. How you can be joyful is such a horrible place to live, with so many problems, so many complications. And sometimes we Catholics think that this joy is just a subject for a homily, but not truly for living in our lives. But joy, like we said before, is the material that is made of Christian life. All the things of this earth do not fill up our hearts. St. Augustine reminds us how we were made for the Lord, and only in him we can rest, we can be joyful. So we need to look for this, filling our heart with joy, but not looking like the people in the world, people who have no faith or don't believe, that they try to find a joy or filling up their hearts in money, power, health, or having a life that is not too much complicated. Come to me, all those who are tired and overwhelmed, and I will give you rest. Rarely people today look for the joy in Jesus Christ. There's an author that is called Bernanos, and he wrote a book about a journal of a country priest. And he said that the church is the one who owns exclusively the joy that comes from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave it to that joy to the church, and the church is the only one who can give it to the people. And that cannot be teached in only half an hour every week. We need more. We need to search for more. Confession is good and completely necessary, but sometimes we need more. We need a spiritual direction in order to go further in a spiritual life. Sunday Mass is what we need. Of course, without that, it's impossible to keep going the rest of the week. But can we try to go more days to Mass to get more? We are hungry for that strength and joy that come from the sacraments. A frequent confession is good, but we need, from time to time, at least one or twice a year, have a general confession, a more profound cleaning of the house. And all these little things make more profound Christian life, and we can be more joyful. Why wait so long for having a good confession? We need that frequently. Every time we are in sin, go there and clean your house. We assist to Mass, but we need to take more seriously about the meaning of Mass in our lives. Without Mass, it's impossible to get what the Church, and only the Church, can give to us. We are part of the Church. We can draw from the Church this joy that only the Church can give. And that is the reason that the world today is completely embittered, because it's controlled by powers that are not Jesus Christ. They are proud of having their own criteria and not the norm of Jesus Christ. They are a slave and they are vicious, but they don't know better. Consequently, they have empty lives and the lack of sense of life, what truly life is. So that is something that we can share with them, the joy of salvation, the joy that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. Remember that gospel of the disciples going to Emmaus. They were sad because they were going away from Jerusalem. They were thinking about what happened, and they were sad. And Jesus Christ appeared to them. They don't recognize Jesus Christ. And Jesus asked them, "Why are you so sad?" And they start saying, "We hope, but 3 days has been gone since all these things happened." It's the disappointment, the lack of trust in Christ, the hopelessness, the emptiness, the burden of don't trust in the Lord, don't love him profoundly and believe what he come to give us. And the Lord says a strong word to them. He said, "You fool and hardened of heart, why you don't believe?" And he started to teach them all that is about Jesus Christ in the Gospels. So we cannot forget the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the only thing that can fill us up with joy. "I'm going to resurrect, and I am living, but I'm coming back for you. I am preparing for you a place. The victory is ours. This is the victory that conquered the world, our faith, and so many others that are so full of joy, hope, and everything we need." St. Paul, that is an author that could be an author for our times. He speaks words that are so current, so perfect for the anti-Christian world that we are living in, and that religion is becoming more man-centered than ever. And he said things like this: "Be joyful always in the Lord. I insist you, be joyful always in the Lord." Simple word, only one phrase, and so much to say. He's given us the key in order to be joyful in the Lord. It's the only reason. So falling in love is the only way of being joyful. The love of Christ needs to live in us, and we need to show that to the world. How to show it? "For me," this said St. Paul, "for me, my life is Jesus Christ, and the death, a profit." So we feel that same way. We live, breathe, we follow the footsteps of the Lord, thinking that he is our joy. We leave that from our hearts and our minds. We feel so happy, like the saints, of having only one opportunity of taking communion. So don't miss any opportunity of being close to the Lord. One opportunity that you don't take the Eucharist, that you don't go to Mass, is an opportunity that you lose of being joyful and have the strength to keep going. Only in Jesus Christ we are going to be happy. And this starts here on earth. Remember, Saint Maria Escrivá de Balaguer says that the joy in heaven is reserved only for those who learn how to live this joy here on earth, starting here and for the eternity. So men, we are looking for joy, but many times we look our joy in the opposite direction of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is the only way. He is the only way to find our joyful, our joy that we can call in a revolutionary way, the Beatitudes. So beautiful to remind for us how the Beatitudes are the key. It's the only big secret of the Christian to be joyful on this earth. Remember the Song of Songs that says, following him, let us run. Is we need to run to Christ. Let us get in into your chambers, the chambers of the great king, and we will be joyful, and we will rejoice with you. That is the reason you are so loved. Only we can be joyful when we share the sufferings and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, because that is the source of joy. It's the only one. And why is that? It's because every time you share the life of the beloved, your God and your King, that falling in love with him is going to lead you to true happiness. Please stand.